He's got a nickname called the silent investor. He's got his affirmations in place. He's got his visualizations in place. And now, since 1995, which is what, 9 years? He's got more money, more net worth, more stability than he did the first 11 years. He hasn't had the huge big rises, hasn't had the big falls. He's moderated his system. And he can see right now, if he keeps projecting, he's averaging between 27 and 30% annually off his investments, doing what he's doing now. If he keeps doing that, he has the potential to reach, by the time he's 67 years old, 100 million for sure. That's for sure, 100 million. He'll have 100 million, for sure. If he's just deep, what he's doing, 100 million. Now, the rate he was going, it's very possible that he could have actually been another decade still at 400,000 again if he hadn't learned his lesson and if it hadn't killed him. I know I'm sounding conservative. I'm not telling you how to get rich quick, but I really believe that what I'm sharing with you can be valuable to you in your financial future. And it's certainly worked for me. I'm not hurting. I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not the wealthiest guy in your country, but I know that they can do it, so can I, and I'm just trying to find what are the people that did make wealth consistently do, they're the highest probability, and I'm trying to pass that torch to you. And I believe if you follow it, you're going to be farther along, just like the two or three gentlemen that spoke up here. There's one other gentleman, I think you said that you've done this. What was your statement? I probably have about 2,000 people that could tell you a story just like that, that just followed some basics. I'm a basics kind of guy. Would you agree that whenever things hit the fan, you go back to the basics? Why don't we just stay with the basics? Did you enjoy today?